FM 104 is switched on and I'm joined by the founder of Orb Media, Ciara Sheehan. Hello.
Hi, Louise.
So you've gone down a rabbit hole of VR stories this week and we're looking at virtual reality fishing.
Yeah, so I was having an in-depth conversation, rabbit hole conversation with my pal Alex, who runs the AR/VR show in the RDS, which takes place on the 8th of May. And we were talking about VR and, you know, how much we love it, but we have to kind of stand back from it because it's not relevant to everybody. So on the back of that, I just went looking for some nice VR stories that kind of were for everybody. And I came across this one, which I really, really like, about fishing. So there's a company in Korea have a virtual reality fishing game called Real VR Fishing. And it's the most chilled out, relaxed, 1 hour experience for people who like fishing or just want to chill all over the world. It's got a massive user base and it only costs a couple of dollars to buy it. So what I liked about it was the fact that it was so relaxing and that it had such a strong community behind it who were really funny because they were kind of like talking to each other and they were saying that they were addicted to it. They were addicted to virtual reality fishing and that it's more relaxed than relaxing. It's like a different reality.
See, that's
when I looked
the
into the background of that customer base, they spend an hour a day with their headset on, which most people wouldn't do.
Yeah, but
just
I'd imagine
in the fishing environment.
It's very like meditation.
I think so. And the most popular sites that they have in their experience are the Grand Canyon, Yosemite and Lake Tahoe. And they use really good 3D graphics and animation. So you really do get lost in the moment. And the water, you see, it's all really calm.
I was actually going to ask you what it looks like, the scenery. What does it look like? Does it look realistic? But obviously it's pretty good.
It does. And it looks realistic from the water's edge. As if you were at the water's edge and that's your perspective. But because it's in VR 360, you can look up and look around and get a full view.
Oh, wow.
And they got kind of lucky in their investment because the company was started by some ex-Google and Meta employees. And they were really good at what they did and they managed to get funding from a company called SoftBank. And that really put them on their way to be able to create the really high quality content because that costs a lot of money. And I just thought, now there's an example of, you know, a community driven, accessible to everybody, only costs a couple of dollars. And it's got this lovely customer base who just chill.
And I imagine when you're putting something together like that, it's worth putting the extra money into it because you want that vibe. You want it to have the correct feeling when someone sits down to fish, essentially.
Well, it has, yeah.
It has to feel like
it. It has to be authentic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely. It has to be authentic.
Yeah. And then we're moving on to AI and gaming technology. They're moving into the metaverse together.
Yeah, it is. So this is a breakneck speed, this level of development. So there's a company called Victoria AR, and they have decided to work with OpenAI to create an AI-powered content creation platform for people who want to work with VR, with no coding, to create their own metaverses. So if you take out all the lingo, what that means is you don't need any coding skills to build your own virtual reality world. And the piece of technology they're using is called Unreal Engine, which is a really impressive piece of software that most gaming engine technology would be based around.
Mm-hmm.
So it's what it means is that if Louise wanted to create her version of the Three Arena in VR, she can go into this platform and she can build her own version with her own stage, with her own lighting, with perhaps an amazing artist like Lyra there. You can create a 3D model, have all your branding, have your videos, and you can monetize it. So you could sell spaces within your Three Arena, interactive spaces to different companies and different brands. And then you could actually sell the Lyra 3D model as an NFT to somebody so they could own it on the blockchain. So it's really, it's at breakneck speed. It's really progressive and it's taking down the barriers to people who can build with virtual reality kind of background tech.
Is this likely to affect those people who've put many years into learning this technology, though?
Yeah, you see, this is the other side of the coin. So the people who've put a lot of years into learning this, I do feel for them. However, it will bring a bigger market to bear because anybody will be able to do it. It won't happen overnight because it will be released in different levels of beta version as the platform progresses. But it does mean that the people who do the two pieces, the Unreal Engine and Unity, and the people who are specialist in that, they will have to refine their skills to be more specialist or to stay in that specialist knowledge zone, because the people coming up behind them are going to be very basic, but and they will be happy with very basic. So if you can supply them with the extra refinement in Unreal Engine as a professional, then it will make you stand out. But I suppose the ecosystem will be bigger, but it will present those challenges of ownership and monetization for the established players.
Yeah, but I suppose it does allow, as you said, everybody to get involved and it's accessible to everybody. But like that, I'm not going to be as good as someone who's trained for many years. I'm just going to do it for the love of giving it a go and seeing what I can create. They'd be doing it for bigger reasons, I'd imagine.
Yeah, so basically, you can unlock all your own creativity and innovation in the virtual reality world. Whereas they would be highly trained, they would be really fast at what they do, they would be really cost effective at what they do. Whereas you or I would be kind of fiddling around with it, trying to get it to
See what we could
work
do.
properly. And yeah, so from that perspective, there is always that double-edged sword. But from the innovation perspective, it's breakneck speed. I am really interested to see what happens because we use a lot of that technology ourselves, and we've a lot of educated people on our team. So it will be interesting to see how it develops. I will be watching it closely.
Yeah, and I think in this world as well, everything moves so fast that anyone who is in that world know that and understand that. So I suppose they're probably way ahead of us even at this point, or me anyway.
Well, it's kind of that conversation that the metaverse, oh, it hasn't delivered. But actually, just hang on a second. While we're all talking about AI, everything else is developing at breakneck speed in the background, and it is all coming together to create a metaverse-enabled environment for everybody.
This is the thing, which is nice, and it gets everybody involved in it and makes it interesting to everybody to be able to
It
get
well,
involved.
especially to anybody who's coming up behind us, who kind of would have been in the Roblox community monetization mentality, where they build their own worlds and they make money from them.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I look
Kind of like
forward.
another version.
Yeah, I look forward to seeing how it goes. It's going to be pretty cool to see what people can create with that. Kira Sheehan, founder of Orb Media, thank you so much for chatting to us.
Thank you, Louise.